Welcome to the KSL Real Estate Show. Hear updates on the national and local Utah real estate markets. We cover residential and commercial properties. Plus, get inspiring ideas to make your house a home from our sponsor, Osmond Designs. Here's Heather Osmond and Jeff Kaplan on KSL News Radio.
Welcome to the Real Estate Show. Thank you for joining us. I'm Jeff Kaplan, here with Heather Osmond from Osmond Designs. Her stores are in Lehigh and Orem.
Yes, they are, Jeff. Thank you so much for joining us today on the KSL Real Estate Show. We are so excited, as always, to be with you here today. And I've been looking forward to today. It's going to be a great show. We have Dan Evans with Summit Realty back on the show. Welcome, Dan. How are you?
Hey, doing great. Great to be back.
Good to see you. Dan is one of the top real estate agents in the entire state of Utah, in, I would say, specifically the luxury home market. Is that fair?
That's fair. Yep.
That's awesome. Okay, Dan, so let's talk a little bit about what's going on in the market nationally, specifically what's going on in Utah.
Okay, so it's a question I get asked every day is what's going on with the market? And it depends on the price point you're in, where you're at, but we'll just say generally speaking. So I'll give you, how about some market vitals, just quick stats. So for Salt Lake County, the last month, our average sales price was $615,000, which seems astronomical compared to when I started.
Yeah.
48 days on the market was the average days on the market. And then the average home sold for $251 a foot.
Wow.
Yeah, $251 a foot. So one little thing I wanted to focus on, though, and this is interesting in the market. I get asked all the time, and I get told, hey, the market is terrible right now, or things are not moving, homes aren't going right now. Is right now in Salt Lake County, and there are other areas as well, but 2,257 homes on the market. Of those, 71% of those, or 1,600, have been on the market for more than 30 days. So 30% of the market is what is moving right now, and we're still seeing competing bids. We're still seeing homes that are getting multiple buyers, showings, and it's across all price ranges.
So it's very competitive, Dan. What makes the difference?
Good question. I'll give you an example. So we have a home that was in Draper for $2.5 million. That home was constructed in 2015, modern design, really chic and beautiful. That home we put up at $2.5 million. We had 11 showings in a 7-day period.
Awesome.
We had three buyers. We had one buyer who said, hey, wait for us, we're going to fly into town. Obviously, you can't pay your bills or sell your house on someone who says they might offer on your home. Sure enough, they came into town and they offered on that home after we were already under contract. And I'll just say it didn't make me look good with what the price that they brought in. It was not great.
Dang.
Yeah. So that was a little unfortunate. But another home, also in Draper, built in 07. So it looks like if you were to take a tour of the Tuscan wine country, we all know what those homes look like. It hadn't been changed significantly. It was a little over $1 million. It's been on the market now for 2 months. And the problem is that we can reduce the price and we can reduce the price and we can reduce the price and eventually fire sell it and someone will buy it. But the problem is someone has to change the whole thing to get someone to buy it. So
yeah.
That's what we're seeing.
And most people in that price range don't want a fixer-upper.
Not with how much money costs to borrow right now.
Right.
No, they don't want a fixer-upper, or they want it priced like a fixer-upper.
Absolutely. So style is key.
Yes, it's huge.
Huge. Yes,
huge.
Make sure your home is updated. There are some simple and easy ways that you can do that. If you are in a Tuscan old world home, most people are ripping out that travertine. They're taking out the older cabinets, they're painting cabinets, they're changing paint color so that you can be updated, because the money that you spend to update your home will pay off.
Yeah, and some of those homes look like wine cellars,
right?
You know. But
it's a sea of brown everywhere, right?
Yeah, exactly. But you know, it's actually really affordable to change the outside of your home. So a lot of those homes, I think, get earmarked or stigmatized, whatever word you want to use, because they look like that era of home. And for some people, that was a bad time. And so changing out your paint on the outside and even some of the masonry is surprisingly more affordable than doing stuff on the inside. I mean, to repaint a 4,000 square foot home might be $9,000.
Right.
But you'll make $50,000, $60,000, $70,000 difference on that.
And there are perks to that. You know, sometimes these more mature neighborhoods, the landscaping's beautiful. The neighbors take care of their homes. You don't have to put in your yard. You don't have to buy brand new appliances when you go into a brand new home where sometimes they all look the same.
Exactly. New's exciting, but new also means you have no trees. You're in an area that hasn't been established, so you have a lot that you have to do. So, I mean, right now, new construction, builders are offering these crazy rates. You've probably seen it where they're offer 5% or 4%, but you got to keep in mind that's good for some. But if you don't have the budget for landscape, that's another large chunk of money.
Yeah, absolutely. So Dan, in the market right now, everyone says, when's the best time to plant a tree? And it was yesterday. Same with real estate right now.
Yeah. Someone really smart I know named Heather O, we'll call her, sent me something. And actually, I think this is really relevant to today's market because we were just talking about this out in the lobby. We were talking about how rates were 3% or 2% for so long. And I was joking that I wish we had just lived in a trailer and used every dime we bought to buy houses at 3% and 4%.
You'd be retired today.
Yeah, exactly.
I know. What?
But in the present day, all the homes feel super expensive. Everything always feels so expensive. And in the rearview mirror, you look back and you think, oh man, I wish I would have done X. Like 07, 08, which for real estate was a terrible time and felt super expensive. But now you look back, those prices are phenomenal. Those are really affordable prices compared to now.
Oh, for sure. And I think there's always great deals in any market. So just watching the market and knowing what you're looking for is going to be key. And then hiring a great real estate agent like Dan Evans, who's aggressively in the market, that will call you once he's notified of something.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So to that point on the interest rates. So I get asked all the time and constantly. It used to be that people would say, hey, they're going to take me out of my house in a coffin or, you know, in a gurney or whatever. And now it's like, hey, they'll take me out of my house with my 3% rate.
Yeah.
But this was interesting. In 1971, the interest rate for a mortgage was 7.33%. Very familiar with today's market. If you waited for rates to go down, you wouldn't have purchased a home until 1993. So you would have rented for 22 years waiting for rates to go down. Meanwhile, the value of real estate quadrupled in that same time frame. So that's a conversation we're getting all the time now is I'm going to wait till rates come down. Guess who else is waiting for rates to come down? Everybody, every single soul. So if you're looking for the right home, if you're making a lifestyle move, this is the time to do it. Because the people who are selling right now in winter, people who are selling right now have to sell a home. These aren't want to sells.
And a lot of it is, you know, death, it's divorce, There's job changes, all of those things.
Yep, especially at the beginning of the year, a lot of job relocations. So if you're interested in buying a house, yeah, rates can make it a little less affordable, but if you're looking to make that move and the home comes up, they build homes every day, but if you're looking at an area that's established, they don't build those every day. They don't build them anymore. So
100%. Okay. So Dan, if you are looking for your dream home, sometimes it's great to go ahead and buy that and then maybe sell or finance your existing home.
Yes.
Or lease it.
Yeah. Do we have a minute to talk about seller finance?
Please.
Okay. So seller financing, I get this topic all the time. And in fact, on my listings, there are some that we have that the seller has said, hey, we prefer to do seller financing. Most of them, they don't. They want the cash. But if you're a buyer, I get asked all the time, hey, will your seller consider seller financing? So if we have a minute, I'll just explain it. So seller financing is if you own your home free and clear, or if you have, say, a lower mortgage, you would essentially take on the debt for the buyer and you would act as the mortgage company for that buyer. So if you have, we'll give an example. So let's say you have a $1.5 million home and you don't owe anything on that home. You have a buyer approach you. They have a down payment of, say, $300,000, and they say, hey, we would like to do seller financing with you at 5%, and we'll do it for 5 years, and then we'll clear you out of the rest of the money. It's an attractive option for both parties. Obviously, the buyer saves on interest rate short term, and obviously betting and hoping that the rates go down. And the seller gets the benefit of not only selling usually at their asking price, because you're doing the buyer a favor, you usually get your price that you're asking. But on top of that, you're making 5% or whatever percent you agree on interest for those 5 years as well. So seller financing is an attractive option.
And you're really locking in that price. So you gain the equity of all of, you know, over the next 5 years.
Yeah, everyone kind of wins. And for buyers especially, the one thing to consider is if you are going to approach seller financing is you need to assess what the seller needs before you come in guns blazing with your $100,000 down on a $1 million property. You need to find out what their immediate equity need is and then work it around that.
Love it. You're listening to the KSL Real Estate Show. Today we have Dan Evans with Summit Realty. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
We're back with the KSL Real Estate Show, sponsored by Osmond Designs on KSL News Radio.
Heather Osmond is here from Osmond Designs. Her stores are in Lehigh and Orem. I'm Jeff Kaplan. Heather, fascinating guest. Dan, amazing stuff.
Dan Evans with Summit Realty is in the house today in the KSL studios. We love having him. He's back again to tell us all about the luxury real estate market. But before we do that, I'm going to give a little plug to Osmond Designs right now. We have Christmas set up. We have been helping clients, not only residential, but also commercial businesses, set up their Christmas. It's not too late. We have about, you know, I would say 25% left of our Christmas decor. So stop in, grab yourself just, you know, a few little finishing pieces to take, you know, that tree and your Christmas decor to the next level. And with your purchases right now, we're giving away free weighted blankets. If you don't know what those are, you need to come check it out. They're incredible. Of course, that's with purchase while supplies last. So come check that out, Lehigh and in Orem. Dan, so happy to have you. Today, we're going to talk about what's going on in the real estate market, not only nationally, but in Utah, and then specifically some options for seller financing.
Okay. And really quick, can I put in a plug for your store?
Of course.
Is Heather and I were talking before the show about just setting up for holidays even, and they have a phenomenal service because I don't know if your family's like mine. Ours took, 2 days before Thanksgiving, and then it's slowly bled into this week to get everything up for Christmas. But they offer a service where they'll do it at a good hourly rate and just get it knocked out and done for you.
Oh my gosh. We're just here to help you make Christmas easy. It's $50 per hour. We'll come to your home, use what you have, make some suggestions and recommendations of maybe some things to retire, some other things that you may want to consider purchasing to just make it amazing. So we're here to help if we can.
Oh, of course. Yeah. And if you could also retire some music that we have in the house, I would love that too. But anyway, love so it. Seller financing. To continue on with the topic, we get oftentimes people who have been in their home for 20, 30, 40 years, and they're in established areas, or they paid cash for their home, and they're trying to sell in this market. I mean, really what it requires, like we talked about, is either the home needs to be dialed in, have a phenomenal piece of property in a great area, or it needs to be priced to sell, one of those three things. And so a lot of folks, say in these established neighborhoods, are looking at, okay, we have the cash to make our next move. We just need to sell our house. A really attractive option, if you're willing to do it, is seller financing. So if you're sitting on $300,000, $500,000, $1 million, $2 million, $3 million in equity, it is a great way to actually make a percentage on that equity while you're floating it for the buyer. So if you have questions on seller financing, it's very easy and non-complicated. You just need to run the buyer through some basic underwriting like income, history, but you can make 5%, 6% on your equity on your home while still securing a down payment. And if the buyer defaults, you get your house back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So and their down payment oftentimes.
And you're keeping their down payment for
right.
sure. Yeah,
exactly.
Absolutely.
Which is incredible. So there are lots of options to be creative in this market. And a
yes.
lot of times that money that you're receiving, that mailbox money is what I call it. Hopefully there's a huge amount between what your mortgage payment is, if you have one, and what they're paying you. So it's, you know, mailbox money, more money than what you're going to make with your money just sitting in a savings account at a bank and oftentimes in, you know, the market.
Exactly. Well, and if you do have a mortgage, and typically people will have their seller finance rate at a higher rate, so you're making a percentage on that difference too, is it's just a very simple way. It's easier if you haven't done rental property, or if you have done rental property, it's easier than rental property. I own rentals. If someone handed me $500,000 and they want to rent my house, I would say yes to that all day long. These people want to buy your house and they're willing to give you a percentage on it too.
Which is incredible. Okay, let's talk a little bit about estate planning. That seems to be a hot topic right now.
Oh, man. Yeah, that has been an interesting thing here. So especially with, I mean, we talked about our parents getting older. And even for you folks who are at home, you've been in your home for a while and you're planning on your home and what to do with your home. So our firm usually will sell one or two estate sales a month where it's a family who's taken over a home if their parents have passed away, or even if the parents are living and they've just been moved into an assisted care facility. It is critical to have clear directives for the kids as far as what goes. We kind of jokingly say that, and maybe this is not nice, but we say basically the estate sale goes as well as the most desperate kid, because wow, most of the families have someone who needs the money from the house,
yeah,
and they will cause drama or guide the process to where it's a tough process. And usually they leave money on the table or they make it just a tough situation.
Wow.
And so the way it typically works, and most people probably know, is there's one sibling or a child that is, they used to call it an executor. And now there's a little bit softer word for it, like executioner, maybe. I don't know. But, I'm just kidding. No, I think it's a personal representative is what it is.
That's great.
But anyway, they're given a directive and they actually have full authority, but 9.9 times out of 10, they'll do what all the siblings want to do. And so
hopefully they would do that,
yeah,
right?
Oh, yeah, exactly.
That's the goal.
Yeah, you don't want to be short-term thinking.
No.
And so if that sibling has clear directives from the parents and the siblings have had a conversation, it will go so smooth because it's easy to make a decision for one person or even two people. But when you're making a decision with five people, it is, yeah, decision by committee never goes well.
It never goes well. And it's usually a lot of money that we're talking.
Yes. Yeah, you have $1 million home,
it's
split
paid off
five ways,
yeah,
that's $200,000. And so it's, if you don't have an estate plan put in place, I would urge you to go to an attorney and get that done.
I think that is fantastic advice. We're going into the holiday season before we, well, I guess we have 30 seconds, so maybe we won't start that conversation.
You want me? I'll keep on going,
yeah,
if you want. So one thing I've noticed is there's something called probates. So if you don't have an estate plan in your home goes into what's called probate. That is the single biggest source for home flippers and for, we won't say predatory, but for investors to buy houses, because they're going to people who probably need the money that their parents have passed away. They don't want to deal with a house. And so they'll usually sell those homes for 80 cents on the dollar.
Wow.
So if you want to just even avoid that, just go talk to an attorney, get your estate plan set up.
Such great free advice here on the KSL Radio Show. We have Dan Evans, who is one of the top real estate agents in the entire state of Utah in the luxury home market. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Welcome to the KSL Real Estate Show. Hear updates on the national and local Utah real estate markets. We cover residential and commercial properties. Plus, get inspiring ideas to make your house a home from our sponsor, Osmond Designs. Here's Heather Osmond and Jeff Kaplan on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Show. Thank you for joining us. I'm Jeff Kaplan here with Heather Osmond of Osmond Designs. Her stores are in Lehigh and Orem.
Yes, they are, Jeff. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. It's cold outside, you guys. Oh, I don't know if I'm ready for this, but I do have to say Christmas is one of my favorite times of the year. Maybe that and 4th of July, because I'm kind of a patriotic person, but it's beautiful outside. A great time to get all of your Christmas gift shopping done, beat the crowds, come to Osmond Designs. You know, it's kind of one size fits all when you're buying home decor, which is really, really nice. Get a cool weighted blanket, you know, all the good candles and picture frames and a recliner chair, or maybe you need a sideboard, a console for that new big screen TV that you just bought on Black Friday. You know, consider all of those. Today, I'm so happy to have Dan Evans. He is one of the top real estate agents in the state of Utah in the luxury real estate market. Welcome back, Dan.
Hey, thank you. And I got to say, if you're buying decor for your house, I mean, you go to Osmond Designs, you're not going to get a regrettable live, laugh, love, or, you know, one of those vinyl lettering.
Signs.
No, you get good advice there.
And, thank you.
And you won't regret it. Like, you regret clothes, you regret other purchases, you don't regret that.
You're so cool. You know, and no one beats our prices on anything that we sell. We have the high end, the low end, lots of price points in the middle. We do parade of homes. We do model homes for builders. So, you know, come and check it out. And it's all in stock. We have over 45,000 square feet. So bring your truck and trailer and take it home today. It's awesome. We also do delivery if you need a little extra help with that, or definitely Christmas Eve is one of our biggest days where we deliver everything and people put in their garage for, you know, Christmas the next day, which is super fun.
Oh, that's cool.
So good. Okay, Dan, we're talking real estate. Take
it away. I think we're talking about buying a house for Christmas.
I think it's a great idea, Jeff.
Yeah, and one question I have, because we are talking about the luxury real estate market. What is a luxury home? I mean, is there a dollar amount that's a cutoff? Is it simply in the eye of the beholder?
Man, well, you say that, and I was ready to give you a number, and then I thought, I really couldn't tell you. I mean, it really is in the eye of the beholder. I mean, you go into homes all across all price ranges, and it's amazing. Some people will feel like their home is garbage, and it's a $5 million home. And some people, you walk into a $400,000 or $500,000 or $600,000 home, and it feels immaculate and feels luxurious. So it really is in the eye of the beholder.
I think so as well. So what makes the difference? Because I know we talk a lot about that there's competition in the market. So how do you make your home different if you're a seller?
In today's market, how do you make it different? Well, you know, we talk about luxury being in the eye of the beholder, and there are a lot of beholders' eyes that aren't very good. So
that's where I come in, interior designer. Yeah. Be like, this is not okay. Let's help you sell your home for more money and in a quicker amount of time.
But I would sincerely say, having someone like Heather or Osmond Designs come through your house, because we get blind to what we have. I know that my office in my house has a bunch of golf pictures. The only person I've learned that cares about those is me. And that's it. No one else cares. They don't want to see them. And so our homes are filled with things like that golf office of ours. Mm-hmm. And so we have blind spots. Like one time, and I'm embarrassed to say this, but one time, and we have little kids, but my wife and I were on a trip. We came back and our neighbor said, hey, we think your home smells like natural gas. And neither one of us could smell that. And the neighbor said something that has stuck with me for a decade. It is imprinted on my brain. She said, I think you guys might be nose blind. And we were horrified. And we realized, okay, nose blind. And my wife and I now, we talk about being nose blind or blind all the time.
Yeah.
We have blind spots that we're not aware of. So when you're getting a home ready to sell, first piece of advice is call Heather or call anybody that has a staging advice. But Heather is great and her team are great. And have them come and look at your home, give a consultation, and help identify the blind spots. Because usually what you hate about your house is what other buyers will hate about your house too.
I think so too. And most of the time when we do interior design consultations, we'll walk through someone's home and they'll say, I hate this. I really hate this. I really hate this. And there are some things you can change and other things you can't change. And oftentimes the reason you're selling your home is because there is something that is not working currently for your home. So I call it right sizing. Mm-hmm. Lots of people want to upsize. Other people want to downsize. And that changes over time. I have 4 kids. My youngest is 17. And what we wanted 17 years ago is much different than what I want today.
Oh, yeah. And I'll get one of a few things. One is, well, this was a parade home in 2007. That's great.
It looked great in its glory days.
Yeah, it's not 2007. Yeah. Or we'll say these are well-built cabinets, or this is a nice wool carpet. And that's great. And those things are wonderful. And there are ways to modernize those things. But because they were well-built, you bought those because you wanted to enjoy them. But it doesn't mean that they're current and that they're modern. That's the big thing.
So true. So what are some of the conversations that people need to be having with their real estate agent?
Good question. So if you're getting into a relationship, so I ran across this just recently where, and this happens frequently, and I can't say I'm perfect all the time, but people will say, oh, we're in a contract with a realtor. Our home isn't moving. We don't know what's going on. We haven't heard from them and we feel like we're stuck. And they'll come and ask me for advice on how to get out of their contract. You and I both know you're not touching
that
with a 10-foot pole.
Yeah.
Well, and I mean, you obviously need to talk to them and say, hey, I'm not happy. And no one's going to keep you prisoner. But I want to discuss what to ask an agent before hiring someone. Because frequently, and we both benefit from this, is usually it's a relationship business. Someone will say, oh, my niece is a realtor, or my uncle's a realtor.
My neighbor.
Yeah. And so it's a relationship business, but that doesn't mean that they're always qualified. And so up front, what I would do if I were hiring an agent today, especially on a luxury home, and if we take away the eye of the beholder and we just say, let's say 1 million plus, If you're hiring someone, first thing would be, how many homes have you sold in my price range? And can we see your track record on those? That would be number one. Not that it's rocket science. We're not building rocket ships. We're not trying to solve computer problems. It's selling houses. But if someone has not sold a home that's $1 million or $2 million or $3 million, and they're not used to going into that type of a home, they'll look at that home and the range of price that they may suggest may be $1 million. And so you could be stuck on the market dramatically overpriced or way underpriced and not know it.
I love that. And I think just being a full-time real estate agent in the market and having real estate agents' relationships is huge with other real estate agents. I know we're on the radio today, so you can't see Dan Evans, but when I showed up today, he has a jacket, a blazer, he has a tie, dress shirt. I mean, and I said, oh, it's radio. We're not doing TV today. And he said, I know. This is how I dress every day. So he just cares and he's invested in what he's doing and he's professional. And you're someone that people would want to represent you.
Yeah. I mean, radio face, but TV close is what I'm trying to do.
Something like that. But yes, you're very invested. You're very aggressive. You know what's going on in the market because you're in it every single day.
Well, yeah. Like we have a home for sale in Alpine that's a little over $4 million. And frequently in that price range, sellers will want the agent to be there. And sometimes it's just, hey, we just want someone there.
Yeah. Don't rummage through my stuff. Yeah. Yeah. Don't come for decorating ideas.
Exactly. Yeah. Don't take my stuff. Don't walk out with my furniture. But so frequently when you're in that price range, and Heather, you know this, and Heather and I should say, we've worked together on transactions.
Yeah.
The agent, if an agent's there, they usually just follow you around. They don't always smell great. Mm-hmm. They don't always look great. And they're not ever really adding value. They just make you uncomfortable. So that home in Alpine, I met these buyers. They were from Dallas. I talked to them for a few minutes about things that weren't evident. And then I said, hey, I'll be outside if you need me. And it's late November. So I was like, hey, take your time. I'm like, take your time. I'll be doing push-ups or burpees to stay warm. And then I talked to the agent. This was just yesterday. She went to another home that was $3 million in Highland. And the agent had never listed a home before in the price range or even within $2 million of that price. Agent showed up, wrinkled shirt, followed them around the house. And she said it was just so uncomfortable. And then they had made comments. And again, not that I'm perfect, but they made comments that, you know, I was dressed nice. I showed up. I gave them some great features. And then I got out of the way.
But
I
you are that. Nose blind.
But if you have natural gas in your house, you are toast. Because I will not smell it, apparently.
You will not smell it. No, and I think it's so important in today's day and age that people know that they are being videoed. And possibly even being recorded. So be careful what you're saying in someone's home. You shouldn't go into someone's home and start making horrible comments about things because they may be watching and following you, as creepy as that sounds.
Yeah, you're being watched. Yeah. And so frequently we find out what buyers think about the house. And I don't know why it is this way, but it's always on the front porch after they leave the house. They have like this in-depth conversation and you're like, well, save it for the car or somewhere else.
Walk to the sidewalk.
Yeah. Yes. But yeah, you're being watched. So I was going to say a second question to ask people ask a realtor. So one is, do you have experience? Number two is, what's your strategy? Because most of the time it's the four P's, which is put it on the market, take photos, put up the sign, and then pray it sells. And that's usually the strategy for an agent to sell a house. Is actually ask your agent what their game plan is and then have accountability calls every week about what they're doing.
I think that's incredible. And one thing I really love about your company is you guys are cold calling. You're making phone calls for hours a day to some of your clients that you've worked with or people that are potentially in the market, maybe don't even know about your home, the neighbors. Hey, did you know your neighbor's house just went up for sale and it's better than your house? You should probably go check it out or whatever. You know, it's just right sizing. Maybe it's bigger or maybe it's smaller and it just actually happens to fit the needs of that client.
Oh, it does. And I mean, like I was nose blind to the natural gas in our house, which turns out she was totally right, by the way.
Oh, wow.
But you have little kids and everything stinks. But anyway.
We're in Utah. I don't know. Dogs. It's all bad.
Our house smells really nice, by the way. I don't want my wife to hear this. But the sign, once it goes up, after a couple of days, you get blind to the sign. You don't see it. So calling around the neighborhood helps people keep it top of mind.
I think that's amazing. You're listening to the KSL Real Estate Show. Today, we are so lucky to have Dan Evans with Summit Realty. He is, I would say, one of the premier real estate agents in the luxury home market. If you are thinking of selling or buying a home, definitely give Dan a call. Reach out to him. You can find him at Summit Realty. You're easy to find online as well. So check that out. You're listening to the KSL Real Estate Show. I'm Heather Osmond, owner of Osmond Designs Furniture and Interior Design Stores. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
We're back with the KSL Real Estate Show, sponsored by Osmond Designs on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Show. Thank you for joining us. I'm Jeff Kaplan. Heather Osmond is here from Osmond Design with stores in Lehigh and Orem.
Absolutely, Jeff. So good to be on this show with you today. You know, in real estate, your home is the biggest investment that you will ever make. And it's not really something to take lightly. We're going into winter. We have Dan Evans, who is one of the all-time premier king of real estate in the luxury home market here in Utah, on the show with us today, giving us the best advice. If you are just joining us, make sure you check out the KSL website and check out this podcast, because there's some very valuable information. Dan, welcome back.
Oh, thank you. Who needs a mirror when you have this show, man?
Well, you deserve it. These are all great.
Well, thanks.
Okay, so give our guests a little idea of how to help them sell in the winter.
Yeah, so thank you. So the number one thing I'm hearing right now is from people who have either been on the market or want to sell is, oh, I don't want to sell in the winter. No one buys in the winter, and so we'll wait till spring. And I mean, you hear investment gurus or, you know, Warren Buffett is always like, hey, if everyone's doing this, you should look at what the opposite is and do that. So first off, selling sucks. It's not fun.
It's the worst.
I don't know
ever.
If I'm allowed to say that on KSL, horrible. But it's not fun. Moving stinks. You realize how much stuff you have. You look at all the bad purchases you made and you're like, what? How do we get that? And you have to move a bunch of stuff. So it's not easy to move. And I realize that cold weather makes that even harder. However, buyers don't quit in the market because the weather changes. It's usually just sellers quit in the market. So October, November, December, you usually see 20 to 30% of the long-term listings come off the market. And it's the same story every time. We're going to wait till spring. We'll wait till spring. And all you're doing is just stepping out from competition and going right back into competition in the spring. So all you're doing is just buying a couple of months with a job that's hanging over your head. So wintertime is a phenomenal time to sell, because the buyers who have to buy in the winter, knowing that moving isn't fun, they are people who have to buy.
They're serious buyers.
Yeah. They're not tire kickers. They're not looking for fun. They have to buy. So they'll pay a premium price for it too. So a couple of things for a home to sell in the wintertime. If you're selling at Christmas time, it's a sneaky great time to sell. Kind of a pain in the butt because you have parties, but it's a great time to sell because your home looks its best. Usually because you have Osmond Designs decorating for Christmas.
Thanks, Dan.
But you have your home looks its best in that month of December. And so it's a great time to sell. And then usually after Christmas, we all tend to look at all the clutter, all the stuff we have, and we usually clean it out. So January is kind of a sneaky second month where your home looks its best because you have less clutter usually. So if you have it ready to sell, a warm house, an inviting house, and a house that's well decorated in the winter will sell so well. If you if you are thinking about selling in the winter, another tip is to get pictures prior to the winter, or at least have photos from the summer included on the listing. But buyer demand is so high. Can I tell one quick story?
Of course, yes.
So there's a neighborhood in Sandy called Pepperwood. It's a gated community up by Little Cottonwood Canyon.
So beautiful.
Oh, it's beautiful. It's amazing. It's actually had an amazing lifespan where it's been going on for 50 years, and they're building the last lots in there. It's crazy. So anyway, there's a home we had for sale a year ago right now. It was a situation where they had to sell it. They weren't excited about selling in December, but we had the home staged. They had some Christmas stuff put in, and we put it on the market. And $6 million is not an every person's price range. That's a very small group of people that can buy that house.
Sure.
So we put it on the market. Prior to that, we looked up the people who we thought could afford it in the state of Utah, and actually sent them the photo tour ahead of time and let them know about it, put it on social media. And we ended up with, no joke, I think 8 showings in a 4-day period on a $6 million home,
wow.
All qualified buyers. And we had 3 offers, and that drove the price up. I think it was $700,000 over what the offers came in initially. They were all like 5.2, 5.3, and it ended up at 6.
Well, and I think sometimes that FOMO, right? The fear of missing out.
Yeah.
And you get some competition and the wife says, I have to have this house. And the husband will just do anything to get it for her. as long as it's, you know, within the price range they can afford.
Oh, exactly.
At that price range, they usually can afford it.
Yeah, I was going to say, no one likes to lose in that price range. So.
These are very competitive A-type personalities yes. in this market.
Yeah.
So I love that.
So it's a great time to sell, even despite the weather. Again, buyers don't quit. It's just sellers usually quit.
I totally agree. We also want to give a shout out to Central Bank, who are loyal friends of the KSL Real Estate Show. If you need a mortgage, Central Bank, definitely check them out. They are loyal, trusted bankers here in the state of Utah, and they invest specifically in Utah. So definitely give them a chance to get your business. Not only do they do new construction, they do residential, they do commercial. They also have HELOC loans and, you know, kids savings plans. So there you go, Dan, for Christmas, give your kids a kids savings plan. You're listening to the KSL Real Estate Show. Thank you so much for joining us. We'll be back with more good advice next week. Take care.